I wanted to bring this up because sometimes, like, this is just my POV of building a company and me sometimes feeling like an asshole because I have a seriously, I am seriously addicted to results only approach. Like literally, and I said this to you over there and it came up very organically. I don't want to show you how to hunt.
Okay, right.
As long as you bring some meat back to the tribe.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. I think there's freedom in that, right? Like, but there's also what you miss is maybe, like, my nurturing.
Okay.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So it's essentially...
like my teachings.
Right, from what I gather from what you just said and what you've talked to me about before related to this, it's like... you're about results, kind of more essentially trying to encourage people to execute and take action as opposed to sit around and blah, 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 blah. Is it that kind of thing?
It is 100% that kind of thing. Like, if I hire somebody, I understand that, like, you need time and you need to learn. But, like, I really combat with my... internally, I'm combative with myself. Like, all I don't even talk. Even I've become so callous over talking, over doing... I don't like meetings. Like,
oh, okay.
And I actually take this approach in my head.
Let's hear it.
Get the fuck out of my office. Like, I don't want to hear you talking.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I want to see a dashboard on my fucking monitor that says 10 people sold today.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So then when I'm in a happier mood, I'll shoot the shit with you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So wait, it isn't like a guy that works for you is trying to like coordinate maybe how to do better at his job. He's
oh no, everyone tries to do that. No one. That's what I mean. This is on me. Okay. Right? So like my whole thing is, you know, I've been a stray cat for the longest time. Like I need to learn house rules. You know?
Man, you keep spraying all over marketing territory.
That's what I mean. My whole thing is I don't know, and maybe that's just me, but like I try to celebrate. I also try to celebrate just the small things.
Okay, yeah, like that's. I think that's huge. Even if it can be hard, but it's huge.
Even if it's like a dumb little like, hey, we did this one piece. I'm like, I treat it like you had just won the U.S. Open.
Wow! By like you buy him a bagel or something.
100%. I spend half the money that just came in on celebrating with you.
Dude. I greatly appreciate that.
But like if there's nothing there, then like I honestly, this is being me being real, I don't think you're worth my conversation.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I'm so polarizing.
Okay.
If you bring the tribe back, I'll celebrate you.
Right.
You bring us back some meat, great hunter.
Right.
But if you come back empty-handed, it's I almost want to banish you.
Right.
Do you know what
right.
I mean? You failed.
Yeah.
And I need to find another hunter.
And okay, so does that, because it makes me wonder then, does that then the guy that works for you or girl, let's say, who comes back and is like a little dejected because they couldn't get a sale or whatever the case may be, and they're looking for you for support and encouragement, and then you basically make them feel like, you fucked up, bro. And then they don't even want to sell anymore.
100%.
So does that make
you... That's the thing, right? Like that, and that's another great topic for this is
okay.
How long do you give someone?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm nurturing to a point, but it's like I'm so flipping busy, like doing, like grinding operationally and sales and customer support and all this because we only have a few people on staff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like this is growing. It's being self-funded.
Okay.
As well. So like...
Well, no, and it makes me think of I briefly worked in the... I don't know if I talked to you about this, the solar industry, and I went... It's crazy, door to door, trying to sell people on solar systems in their house. That's an aggressive thing to
do. How long did you do that?
I mean, only a few months, but it felt longer because it was like trying to be a full-time thing and it was full commission. But it's like, you know, I only got any sales because of my own grit and people who, you know, whether they're helping you out or anything along those lines, it's like if they're not going to maybe realize how hard it might be till they go out there and do it, right? Yeah. So don't you think like certain personalities maybe wouldn't be able to do well at helping you or that solar type thing?
That's a good thought. I I think it is about, like, are you willing to do whatever it takes?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're one, if strategy A is not working out, do you have strategy B? And if strategy B is not working out, do you have C? My values are, I don't want to do anything illegal and I don't want to rip people off. That's it.
I think it was a good one.
So, like, if I think I gave you value, then I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Like, if I feel like you're taking advantage of me a little bit, I'm not a customer's always right person.
No, I don't think.
No, nope.
Yeah,
I'm not.
That's a silly way.
Like,
to
if I worked 82 hours on this thing, I will not eat my hours. I won't. Just like, I don't know. I don't expect anyone else to either.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. Like, if I have a product, like our DIY app builder, that like I don't have to do much with. Thank you. That I don't have to do much with, and it doesn't take much man hours.
Right.
Great. Then refunded. Here you go. But I refuse to eat my time when sometimes I'm already working for fucking $15 an hour.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing this and I'm helping you, and I gave you a steep discount even, and I still think to myself, like, you just took advantage of me. Like 100, and that's when I go, no, enough.
Right.
Like, that's
enough. Have you ever had customers or people you're dealing with, though, that actually you're like, oh man, like, it feels good that you're helping them, and it's like easy because they don't need that much.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Like, actually, those were kind of like the first customers that came on, even. They paid the premium price and didn't need my help.
That's pretty cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, those are the customers I look back on and go, man, weren't they great?
You know right. Well, you know, and I think in general, that makes me think of, if I can take it back, years ago, I talked to you last week about how I used to work as one of the stupid tour guides in LA. And it makes me think of the company I worked for had a set price per customer. It was a lower end thing. It was like $40, I think. And some people would come in and they'd try to negotiate, right? The people that negotiate and maybe haggle down a price were always the one that were the most pain in the ass when you were doing the tour. And it's just and I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just bad to correlate that, but is it possible people who are just a little bit more, you know, finaglers or bargainers or cheap or whatever term you want to use are really just kind of pains in the ass in general?
I do think there's a thing in the industry here in LA that, like, these motherfuckers want, well, in the entertainment industry, I guess I should separate because
I thought that's what you meant, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. You probably do get, but maybe some of these people don't.
Fair enough.
But, like, in the entertainment industry, there is this thing where production companies want, like, everything, and they want it for nothing.
Mm.
And those people in the consumer product industry are always the people who are the biggest headaches.
Right.
Have you listened to, or read? That's where my fucking mind goes when I'm like, have you read this book? No, have you listened to this audiobook?
The thing is, I read because I try to. I just educate in South Carolina.
I ain't that smart.
But I like them audiobooks because I can just listen. I learn better that way, personally. But anyway.
No, me too.
Yeah.
I like it. And sometimes my concentration wanders in the car even.
Right, right.
So sometimes I think I just need, like, deadening silence sometimes, yeah. I think is best for me.
Side silly story. My first audiobook I fully listened to. Years ago, I flew to Singapore, long flight. I got Hunger Games, the first one.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm into this. I'm not a 12-year-old girl. But
yeah,
I was crying on the plane. I was listening to an audiobook. This British chick was reading it to me. It really got to me.
Right next to you. She was next to you, reading it to you.
That would have been even better.
Yeah.
Anyway. Funny. I don't even like the term self-help anymore, because when I got into that, like in my 20s years ago, I was a little embarrassed by it, because it was only stuff out then, like say 10 years ago, was kind of cheesier stuff.
Absolutely. Right?
And now it's gotten where it's a little more mainstream. So, I don't know. It's more of a personal thing. Personal development, or one of those terms I prefer, but it's basically the same stuff, right?
Dude, yeah. I think that's a good point, because I want to, well, maybe it's because I want to write a set. However you categorize self-help, though.
There's different ways, yeah.
Like, I always try to take, like, the neutral route first, right? Like, hey, why this person needs help. I've always gotten, I think, some help from nonfiction. Are all nonfictions, like,
I prefer nonfiction myself, right? Yeah,
most of it feels like self-help,
right?
right? Like nonfiction is like, hey, how to do this. Like right. That's obviously helping you in some way, helping your business, helping your film.
Or even I think of biographies and autobiographies I've read about people I look up to, whether it's about, you know, Tom Hanks or someone that I...
Yeah, right.
Like that stuff can definitely help you.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the 4-Hour Work Week, all these can be... Totally. Like these hit books that have sold millions of copies.
Yeah, man.
Are what? Like they're self-help? I mean, they are self-help. They're helping you.
Right.
Right. So however you want to
But I think it's becoming
that.
More mainstream, right? It's not this thing of like, oh, he needs a self-help book. He's all effed up. He's a dork or whatever. And then secretly, maybe those people are reading those books anyway, right?
Absolutely,
because that
dude.
Stuff, is it's helpful.
Yes.
A lot of people at the top of their game, they've used this type of materials, right?
So what's hilarious to me is one of my family members who's like built a multi-million dollar company.
Okay.
And we don't talk much anymore. But
what type of business, can I ask?
Yeah, it was like a charging credit card processing company.
Okay.
Whatever. And built it from fucking nothing. Nothing. Zero to everything. Inspired me growing up.
Yeah.
And because I just wanted his shit, you know? So like, I really think to myself, my grandpa said... I think my brother once goes, oh, look at all these self-help books that are in his bedroom or whatever.
Right.
And my uncle was like, these helped him become a multimillionaire.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But you said it was your grandpa who said that though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's part, I think that's probably like an older generation thing too, right?
Sure.
Because I know my grandpa's been like, hey, you didn't get out there. You didn't get married at 17 and get on that ship and help fight the world, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just a different mentality of this sure. linear path, but we got it. There's more going on today, and we're trying to conquer the world in a better way.
Yeah, I think a better way, a more efficient way. And sometimes I think we should revert back to how we did business in the 80s and early 90s.
Like Gordon Gekko? Are you talking like...
No, I'm thinking like...
Wall Street type, the movie
no,
type
I'm,
shit?
This is where I think everybody... I mean, the puck is currently going one way.
Mm.
So how do you stick out? Like, say we were talking about this earlier. You're marketing online your business, right? Or me or whatever. And we were talking about strategies on how to do it.
Right.
3 years in, 4 years into Facebook ads are the greatest thing, right? Now, every time I see a fucking post, almost every two posts, I see a sponsored ad.
Right.
I don't even pay attention to them.
Right.
Right. And I have a... I lovingly have a buddy who I go, he goes, I don't worry about putting like ignore or why is this ad relevant to me. He goes, I click on the ad.
Right.
And then okay. go, you just paid $2, fucker. Don't show me this. And
That's
then goes
funny.
Right back. And
That's
I go,
funny.
I laughed hysterically. What a lesson to teach. Don't fucking target
no,
me.
No, that's funny. But also
$2
for me, wasted. what if, that's could totally work. But what if also... It's related to something you're trying to figure out. Because in my case, sometimes I'll click on those and try to click through to try to like model their type of funnel, so to speak.
Interesting.
And maybe, you know, not steal, but like learn from their what they're doing. And maybe I can get an idea that'll help make me a better approach. Just a thought.
Absolutely. That's a great thought, by the way. Like, I like that thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe I should do that if I had the time to constantly do that.
Well, yeah, I don't do it constantly, but it can help. And it's the problem is then you click, so then you get more retargeted by the same person.
Oh, that's true.
That's kind of annoying. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
It's like I click through on their Facebook, and then
and
something comes
Facebook
up on my
retargeting.
Google, and I'm just like, ah, they got me.
They got me. I'm in. They got
They're
me.
They're on my YouTube now. Ah, oh, they got me.
Well, that's what happens in today's marketing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And I think, going back to our previous point, where if everyone is now doing that, where is everyone not at?
Mm.
And they're not at networking events trying to pitch.
Mm.
Or like, they're not at actually... Can you imagine the competitive advantage almost now to sell something technologically advanced and calling someone about it or going to visit someone about it?
Right.
Like, hey, I can build you can, this DIY app builder, boom, $100. Like, have someone on your staff do it.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care if you buy it, $100, but I'm just, this is my thing. This is my offering.
Right, no, there's
and
definitely
And you just go to the next thing, because everyone who has something that's technologically advanced wants to play where people I think are lazy.
Oh, I think like, so. Yeah,
they would rather go. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna post this on Instagram and it's gonna take off because it's such a great idea, dude.
Right.
But like your idea is not validated by many people and you haven't yet begun to establish trust.
Right. Right.
That takes a lot of fucking time.
Time, effort, and essentially figuring out what's the best approach for you. Like you said, whether it's in person or whatever, right?
Right.
And so that sounds, even though you said earlier you don't like meetings, but I guess that was more related to people you
That's directly. More related to like what is this meeting is about.
Oh, when
if I know I'm sitting in front of someone that I'll fucking sell, I'll fucking close it.
There you go.
No one. I'm walking into every meeting going, the only reason you're not closed is because I decided not to close you. I actually think that when I walk in a meeting, about this earlier, the confidence thing.
Right.
Like I'm 5'7". You know, like, so I've got to act 6'8".
I would have thought 5'8".
Thanks. Well, thank you. It's my proportional body, I think.
But that notion makes me think of, like you mentioned, the 80s, that more aggressive, like, get out there and you own it, like that mentality. Is that what you're hinting on?
I love that mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do. Like, I don't know. I love the fucking grit. Dude, I smile at someone who, but then again, I want to punch that motherfucker in the face when they say that and then don't do it.
I think that's easy to do, right? I think people in general, makes me think of, you know, people just use words and then don't really either think about what they're saying enough or maybe intend to back them up, right?
Oh, yeah, right. That's a good point.
What do you think? Because it's like, oh, yeah, no, I said this. And whether it's with your friend and they're like, oh, you know, I love you, man. And like, I'll be there. And then they're late because they're busy playing Xbox or something. And
yeah,
it could be on the friendship tip or working with people who work for you.
Yep. So my whole mindset with this is like, maybe, just maybe, their intent is always in the right place, right? Okay. So, because this happens more, this happens with probably every 14 out of 15 people I've ever brought on board, right? Where it's just like when you're really, really hungry, right? And you haven't eaten all day and you sit down and you're like, oh my God, I need so much. Your eyes are really big, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just because you haven't eaten all day doesn't mean you can eat more in your stomach. Your stomach can only get so big.
For sure.
Right? So like, I think they walk into a meeting or they go, yeah, we could do this. Then, and I'm not kidding, this is what happens. You get punched in the fucking mouth, right? Like, this isn't going to work the way you thought about it.
Right.
So they tend to go, fuck, I just built this up like big time in this meeting.
Yeah.
My eyes were really big, but my stomach was kind of restricted by that reality punch in the face.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So I do. No, so it brings me back to that like solar example, right? Where it's like, you think that you go to this thing and this company hypes you up like, you just got to go there and like, you're going to make this much money per sale. I'm like, hell yeah, solar, helping the world. And then you realize a million other companies have been to that same neighborhood. And
yeah,
you're like, this is actually way harder than I realized.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, but those people who realize that after they've hyped you up that they're going to do it, you know, what's something that could help them? Could it be, you know, you just punch them in the gut and saying, get the fuck out there.
My whole approach is, and this is what, is this a healthy approach? Me being so brutally radically honest that you almost get discouraged from the get-go.
Okay.
Right? So like, so you go into that world or into that thing thinking, well, this is a little easier than Jeremy made it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Me almost bringing you down so much that like, dude, are you willing to do this and this and this and this? And being so real with someone that it's either they give up now, because guess what happens? If they give up now, they don't waste my fucking time.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they give up now, it's like, I don't have to worry about them coming in or wanting a meeting or following up and doing this. But if they're enthused after my radically honest conversation, then I'm like, this fucker's got it. This guy's got staying power.
Right. No, that does make some sense. So you mean like you would basically prepare him for the worst case scenario?
Over and over and over and over again.
Okay.
Like, look at the potential we can build. But like, I go to the doctor on a daily basis because I'm fucking stressed and this is hard work. There's results here and it will get easier. But right now, you're gonna go out there and you're gonna come back and you're gonna be bloodied, and you're gonna hate yourself, and you're gonna hate me for thinking you're gonna get in here and like do this, and it's gonna be easy because you expect someone to sell you on how great this is.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, you're in this company at a stage where it's everyone needs to be entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
And if you're not entrepreneurial, meaning you can't handle a bunch of risk and you can't adjust on the fly, and no one is afforded the luxury of being taught a bunch. I don't know shit, right? Like, you need to fly.
You gotta learn.
Get out of the fucking nest, bird.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
but get out of here. They fly or they fall and they die. Right.
Right.
Mama bird strategy. Yeah. I am the mama bird. That's it.
You just don't feed them with food you already chewed. You do that too?
No, I do. Oh, we go over to the bagel place and I say, here you go,
thank
bird.
Thank you, mama bird.
Here you go, bird.
No, but there's something about that. I like that transparency because I think of, say, you know, ads online, for example, of like how to make money online or how to be as successful as a coach and all this stuff that I've seen, not maybe not all, but a lot of it, right? They glaze over that it's going to be fucking hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And they make it sound like it's going to be this easy thing.
Right. There's
something to be said about being transparent or being upfront about whatever it may be, selling something for commission, starting your own business. It's going to take effort. It's going to take work. It's going to take pivoting. And it's not just going to be handed to you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing will be handed to you here. There, like, you go. I'll give you what I can salary-wise. I'll give you what I can sharing, profit sharing, whatever I can give you, I will give you. But again, I've just reached a point where I think my biggest asset and my biggest luxury is time.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, I tell Holly this all the fucking time, like, you know what? I wish people thought 12 steps ahead like I do.
Mm.
Like, and that's a fucking asshole thing to say, right? Like, me being real, like, I feel like an asshole when I even say that. Like, because, fine. Okay, well, it's either start thinking like this or I'm God's gift to process design. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of the two. You can do this too, so do it. Or do I really have this fucking gift? I choose that I don't have the gift. And you can do it and everyone can do it. That's my choice. I say that, like, hey, I can show you how to do this. But eventually, I'm going to need to push you out of the nest.
But I'm curious, what if part of it is it is a gift that's a little bit unique to you, and other people have gifts that maybe aren't quite as in tune with that seeing 12 steps ahead?
And now we're possible? Now we're full circle, though.
Okay.
Like, play to your strengths. I don't care what you do.
Right.
Bring meat back to the tribe. That's it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you how to hunt.
As long as they bring you back a dead deer.
Yep.
Buffalo or whatever.
I want buffalo, bitch.
But yeah, it's bigger.
Come on.
It's gonna last longer. Keep.
We're not just entrepreneurs here. We're entre bitches.
Don't be a bitch. Be an entre bitch.
Dude, it's just so funny because I don't know. Like, you judge me. Judge me. Like, that approach has netted results for me.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. Like, maybe. Am I weeding out the fucking Nancy's and Drew's? Right? I added Drew's in there for the men Nancy's.
Appreciate,
like,
that.
I don't like the sexual things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No sexism here.
Hashtag not me too.
Hashtag not me too. I'm not one of them. So, like, am I weeding out the fucking weak people or am I being a jerk? Right? Like, you tell me.
Yeah. Oh, you're asking me directly?
Yeah, you tell me.
Oh, no, I'd say it could be a bit of both. It could be a mix, you know? I'd say definitely probably weeding out the people who maybe it's going to be, you're going to need to hold their hands too much and it'll be too much extra work for you, right?
Yeah.
And then, but maybe you might push away people who are going to be a good fit, but they're just like, whoa, he's a bit much for me. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Because
I think it depends on the person, right?
Right. Like, and isn't that a quicker way to weed out who's right and who's wrong?
If that makes sense to you, I feel, because you mentioned earlier over that delicious bagel, yep. at Sam's Bagels, which we're not sponsored by, but
Orange Theory and I Sam's Bagel. Like
mentioning it, for
they're
some
both
reason.
Right across the street, by the way. So we're
if you're
lazy.
Ever on Sunset, buy the DGA anyway. and then I almost skipped my train of thought, but it was. Oh wow!
Just get on the next train, baby.
I got sidetracked by that, but it was, you know, it was essentially like jump the track, but bagels and, you know, oh, it was about going with your gut and your instincts, and yeah, and if it's like
you found it, congratulations.
Circle back. If that's what it makes sense to you, I say trust that.
I say trust it too.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is as an entrepreneur with a smaller company, right? And dude, the one thing, it sucks because I can do things that other people can't do here, right? Like I'm so in it right now because I think at my stage where you have 4, 5, 6 people, whatever, you don't necessarily think this person's doing this and helping me with this, but I'm the only one that can do all of them.
Because that makes you irreplaceable now.
Oh, hearken back to the last episode. Yeah, dude. Remember, I think we did answer that. I am irreplaceable. I think I'm irreplaceable.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
At this stage, anyway.
Yeah.
When, like, everything is, when the left hand is talking to the right hand of Not Boring Business, then I can step away. But, like, okay. Right now, if I just leave and some guy who doesn't know how to sell and some girl who doesn't know how to operate and some woman doesn't know how to fucking heat map. I don't know. We were just talking about heat maps.
Yeah.
But, like, then everything falls apart and I'm the one that gets fucked. They get to walk away and go find their other job. I'm like, I'm unemployable.
Right. But, you know, it makes me wonder because for me, I like the idea of being sort of, let's say your business is a pyramid and you're at the top of the pyramid leading the show. You got people in the middle, people at the bottom helping figure it out, right? I like the idea of ending up being that one in charge of a lot of people. But it sounds like, are you more leaning toward eventually selling your business?
No.
Okay.
No. I guess that's for another episode. But like, no, I'm great with like $8 million a year.
That's okay. I think that'd be okay.
Twelve.
Why don't we be deca millionaires? Get over.
No,
10,
I want. I want $1 million per month in MRR.
Fair enough.
So 12. I'm gonna up this again.
Yeah.
$12 million.
My goal now is $1 million, but it's probably gonna go to 10. 10 plus a year as time goes on.
Listen, I also think I'll be fine with like 2.
Yeah.
Just high margin 2. Like, and then, I mean, none of it has to actually do with money.
Right.
It's like, none of it is. I told you, I want my name on the sign.
Jeremy.
Like, if it's not money for me, it's like, it's relationship based, right?
Okay.
It's like,
money doesn't hurt though.
The money doesn't hurt. I need to be safe, right?
Right. Like,
it's just there's a high cost of living here in Los Angeles.
This is true. A lot of taxes in LA,
right?
California in general.
So I mean, dude, I get raked over the coals because once I hit a certain threshold, I'm paying over 10% just to California.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to trip any of those things when I get to that point.
No.
So
sure.
I mean, but sure. I will, you know. But anyway, I would just like to. I don't. What. If someone comes and buys my company, I'm not comfortable with sitting on the beach like some people think about.
No,
I still want to build things.
Right. You know? I feel the same at this point. I'd want to keep building, even if it's just something, a new thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think my approach will change over time the more cushion I have. Right now, there's so my mindset right now is I don't have time. And if you're costing me time, you're also costing me money. That I'm paying you. So you're wasting my time and taking my money. That's how I think about it now because there's no I have no tolerance right now. But like, how do you build both of those things? That's with like comfortability.
Build your time and tolerance? Is that what you mean?
Right.
You're
so like money in the bank, right?
Okay.
I've got some money to waste.
Right.
And you know what? I've got some time to waste too because we've got money in the bank.
Right.
Right? Like right now there's no... Like you're high strung because every day I'm think about this weight. Get in this zone, right? Get in the zone. And I'll tell you the zone. Close
zone,
your eyes. Close your eyes.
Zone.
Everyone that's listening to this, close your eyes. And if you're driving, Don't close your eyes.
Imagine.
But imagine this. Every decision you make on a daily basis affects your future, right? Every decision, every sale you make, every non-sale you make affects your future, your entire future. So when you don't make that sale you thought you were going to make today, you can't pay your bills. So if you don't make that sale, you have to go find another sale for that day, right?
Okay, yeah.
Then multiply it. Because I'm married, right? I weigh every fucking choice on two futures.
Right.
Right? I'm carrying two futures, not presents, right? Like every decision that gets made by, I think in my head, is this going to get like, Holly wants her name on a lion zoo exhibit at the LA Zoo.
Oh, that's cute.
That's what our dream. I like her dream. That. Her name first, by the way.
So you just donate money and they put her name on there.
Yeah.
That's cool. It. Yeah.
She wants the lion exhibit.
Better than like a pet lion or something crazy.
Well, yeah, right? Like that's someone's what like that's Scarface what I want. I want to know. No.
So give like me a pet lion. No. Dude,
here's a pet lion. They probably cost the same, by the way. I don't know. What is the market value of a pet lion? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I'll have to talk.
You can look it up, I'm sure.
Let me look with Mike Tyson. He used to have a tiger.
Oh, so that's true.
He might yeah. know.
No, I really think that, like, am I going to be able to afford to live here, right? If I can't pay my bills here, I've got to move somewhere else. If I move somewhere else, I've got to terminate the lease. If I terminate the lease of our rent, just the office rent, right?
Okay.
If I can't pay the office rent, what do? I got to strike a deal with someone. If I can't strike a deal with someone, I've got to find other office space because where do our employees work? Do our employees work at home? Do I work at home? I don't work well at home because my cat's at home and my cat wants to sit on my lap. Like, okay. And then if I'm working at home, Holly's going to think I'm pathetic because I'm working at home and I don't have my office. And where does our dog go? Because our dog used to come to our office. And like, do I just go up to Starbucks? Because Starbucks is near my office. And then near my office, I go, oh, fuck, if I can't afford my bill, I can't have an office.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. Every fucking decision I make in this company, that thinking goes through before I make it.
Well, yeah, to harken back on that point for other people of like thinking about their decisions makes me think of, you may have heard about this. People say discipline equals freedom. Have you heard this? It's a new thing with, I think it was coined by this Jocko Willink. If you know the guy, he was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, yeah, books, yeah. He's a public speaker. I think I saw that.
Crazy dude. But it sounds kind of counterintuitive. But discipline equal freedom. It's like, what does that exactly mean? But basically, it's like kind of what you're hinting on, in my opinion. You work hard now to get more money so then you can have more freedom, depending on what you want to do, right? You work hard now on your health at Orange Theory. You have more health later and you feel better along the way. That type of thing is what I gather around discipline equals freedom. And that's what you just said makes me think of, where it's like some people don't want to put in the work now because they want that, you know, $10 million tomorrow. And they're like, well, it didn't work out because I tried a week at it and it was hard and my butt hurts and yeah. I got a fart and, you know, and they're just dumb and lazy.
Yeah.
But don't you think like there's something to that? You put in the work now and then it's going to be easier to keep putting in the work, but you're only going to get better and more successful as a result.
Absolutely.
Fair to say?
Oh, 100% fair.
Yeah.
I love it when people try things for a few months and go, well,
right.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
That is like someone spitting in my face. Do you know what I mean? I think I dislike that person when they have that mentality. You know how they say, surround yourself with people that are better than you?
Right.
It's like, great. So I have to be fucking alone because these people suck. Do you know what I mean? That's what's funny. It's like, yeah. Now I have to go find new friends.
Right.
Because you can't do anything past 3 months.
Well, I've gone through that kind of thing. It's not easy, but I know what you mean. It's like dude, step up your game, bro.
Right. Step your shit up so I can hang out with you.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's not me. Like, God, because all I do is fucking work. That's all I do.
I'm going to the doctor every day. Jeremy's doing it. He's crushing it.
I don't know. Jeremy, you know. You know?
Jeremy.
Fuck that. I don't know. This is the things that go through my head, man. Like,
it's valid concerns as an entrepreneur. It's not like, you know, it's not like, because it makes me think of those weekend warriors, right?
Right.
People are like, oh, it's so hard to sit in a cubicle. It's hard to some degree, but there's security in that. And it's easy to sit around and know you're going to get this paycheck, right?
Right.
To sit around and know, like, none of the risk of the business that you work in is on you.
Right. No, exactly. And I get that. I get that completely. So, I mean, for me, I don't know. I really feel like it's, dude, every day this shit goes through my head.
Yeah.
Every single day. And this is why we do this. This is why we do the podcast, man.
Well, you know, yeah, it's like you said, like a cathartic kind of release. But then you share shit with people, and it's like another guy, if I can drop a name. This guy, Alex Charfin, wrote a book called The Entrepreneurial Personality.
Oh.
And it's, he might find, it's, I don't know if it's an audio version, but it's really, it's a short book. Oh, it needs
to be the audio version for me.
But it's just made me think of, like, sorry, people who have more of, like, what you and I have, this drive to build and figure out how to make a business work.
Yep.
Not everybody has that, and that's okay. Not, I'm not judging those that don't, but if you got that, it just makes me think, you got to follow that and quit. You know, just, I wanted to tie in the, it's good, but it's a little distracting hearing myself.
Oh, is it? Okay, there you go.
But just
he just tried on headphones for the rest.
Sounds good, yeah.
Everyone,
but tie in that whole just keeping at it and like figuring out as you go. You know, I know there's a little bit of a segue from what you just said, but I love it. Think of that.
Good job, Jeremy. Okay, we're done, right?
Sure,
we're good. I don't know. We're running up on 40 minutes.
Oh shit!
And
really?
We've got real jobs to do.
Yeah, exactly.
39:30 right now. 39:31.
All right.
Good job. Thank you, Not Boring Nation. Dude, I don't know. Sometimes I want to bring it, and sometimes I don't want it to be fake. You know what I mean? Like
that felt... Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just very authentic.
Did you just calibrate? Did you just fucking calibrate? Slightly. I saw you fucking calibrate, dude. Right across the way. I saw you morph. You better...
No, no. It was
yeah,
just...
I saw... I saw you go.
It was a minute calibration.
I saw you go, oh, dude, no, that was great. And then you go, are we still recording? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Listen back to that. Listen
That's
back.
Hilarious.
Go back.
That's
hilarious. There. Go back. Not Boring Nation. Go back 40 seconds to hear him calibrate. That is the difference right there.
It was a minute thing to consider, you lovely folks listening.
All right. I love you guys. Like, please. Don't email me. Don't, you know, like, I don't know. Like, maybe email me. If you know my email, email me. But, like, I don't want to give out my email, I think, anymore. Because this, more people are starting to listen to this.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the very first episode, I'm not going to push toward it. Don't listen to the first episode either. All right. Thank you so much, Not Boring Nation. Hope you enjoyed it. Go check out our new site. We just launched a new site, notboringbusiness.com. Tell me what you think. Bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Bye.